This is DevOps in Agile Way podcast.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to bring your attention to one very important element, which is more and more important and will be more and more important in our daily work, especially when we deliver some software, some specific software to some specific customers. What I'm talking about is SBOM. So first of all, what is SBOM? The abbreviation means Software Bill of Materials. And it came from, obviously, Bill of Materials. What is Bill of Materials? Well, imagine that you are buying some food in the market and there is a list of ingredients. What is there and how much of it is there, right? So this is BOM. This is Bill of Materials, more or less. And Software Bill of Materials is exactly the same, but for software. It means that this is the list of every single component which is in the software, its version, its manufacturer, let's call it this way, or developer, its license, and so on, but not on this level only. Every single dependency you have in your software, imagine Python and you have the requirement.txt file, you install some packages. These packages must be listed in SBOM as well. Imagine even worse scenario, Node.js, and you install like 10,000 different dependencies, even if you wanted only one. These dependencies must be listed as well. So on the end of the day, or maybe not the day, but on the end of the action, when you generate the SBOM, you receive the file or list of all dependencies which are in your software. Before I'll go to why this is important, let me focus on one thing. I said software, right? So every dependency which and everything what is in your software. But what about infrastructure? Who cares about infrastructure? Infrastructure is not a software. But if we talk about infrastructure as code, probably we will have it as well, because when we use infrastructure as code, we codify the infrastructure, we have some software, some tools which are executing this code and delivering the code to the cloud, to the platform, whatever. And potentially we have also different kind of dependent elements. So for example, we run it using Docker, and this container has also some software installed on it. So this should be also considered as element of SBOM. There are tools which are able to help you with this. Some time ago, I think it will be around 1 year or 2 years ago, I wrote a cycle of articles on Dev2 about generating SBOMs, especially generating SBOM for infrastructure. However, looks like I need to go back to this and review it again and probably write new series about this, because this becomes more and more important. Why? Well, so it started some time ago in US in May, 3 years ago really, in 2021 in May, the executive order on improving the national cybersecurity was issued. And make this long story short, it means that everything what is bought by the federal offices, agencies, need to have SBOM generated. So federal offices, federal agencies cannot buy software without SBOMs. And when I learned about it, it was, I think, half a year after this executive order was issued, I knew that something like that will come to European Union. And I said that time that we need to pay attention to generating SBOMs. We need to learn how to implement SBOMs into the pipelines, into CI/CD pipelines. What is also important, having that, we are able to do some risk assessments and other elements, vulnerability, semi-scans, I would say, because this is not the scan, and so on. And now, in European Union, we have something what is called Cyber Resilience Act. And in this act, we have, surprise, surprise, SBOMs. Of course, not all industries, not all business relations expect that you will have SBOM generated. There is no requirement to make SBOMs publicly available. what makes sense, really. Interesting point is that SBOM needs to be included into technical documentation and upon the request provided to market authorities or surveillance authorities. There is, of course, the timeline in which we need to provide these functionalities into our systems. As I said, not every single flavor of software needs to have this SBOMs. There is nothing about infrastructure, but, well, again, it depends, I think, it depends how you think about infrastructure as code. What is infrastructure as code? If this is part of your software, then, in at least in my mind, natural is that you should have it in your setup. But the point is that we really need to start, we in the DevOps world, we need to start to think how to improve and update our pipelines in order to add SBOMs, generation of the SBOMs to the pipelines. And now it can be a little bit problematic because we have some DORA metrics and other metrics, and we try to have the execution of the pipeline as short as possible, right? And especially in complicated projects where there is a lot of dependencies, a lot of things needed to be really deeply analyzed, this pipeline will become longer and longer and longer. So now the question is how we should act on it. Right now, at this point, I don't have, and probably I will never have, one single answer for it. It depends, as usual, the best statement from the DevOps, I would say. Also, it depends. I'm not the lawyer, okay? So I didn't went deeply through this law. I don't want to, really. Because I hate this kind of law type of language. I don't understand it at all. The point is here how we define when this SBOM should be generated. However, it sounds crazy. If some of you remember when the GDPR regulation came into the picture, we had a lot of uncertainties, really. For example, we heard in the law said that we should separate PII from the other data. But how? Should it be different database? Different table in database? Those questions were raised at that time and there was no answer, really. And I remember this very well because I was, in that time, I was one of the people who were responsible for implementing GDPR in the company, and we struggled with that, and even our lawyers struggled with that. The point is that probably we don't know when exactly should this SBOM be generated, or let me say this differently, from what time this SBOM should be delivered. If it means that when I create a package which I will deliver to my customer, this is the time where I have to generate the SBOM, it means that everything that's going to the production or so-called production, however we will call it, needs to have this SBOM in the pipeline. Looks like we need to find a way, understand better our processes, update the approach, and add new way of doing things. Another case which we need to think of is how we will store these SBOMs, how we will provide information and how we will understand what changed between two releases, between two different SBOMs, what packages changed, what licenses changed, what version changed, or what kind of vulnerabilities changed. Because, as I said, having SBOM, we can use it later to do some vulnerability assessments and so on. There is a lot of potential ways of using these SBOMs, not just as a document or proof of what we use, but also as a useful data which we can use for evaluating our software. I think that's all for today. I believe this is quite interesting topic. It's not always and not that often what happened to me that I can think about myself that my prediction was very correct, but in this time it was. SBOMs came to Europe. Next week we have KubeCon and I'll be there. If you are listening to this podcast, to this episode, and you will be on KubeCon, I'll be happy to say hello. So came to the booth, find me there. I'm in Spacelift booth. I'll be there. I also will do some recordings for this podcast, probably, hopefully, for my video channel, YouTube channel. So if you are interested to talk with me for like 10 minutes or so, I'll be happy to do the interview with you. I think that's all for today. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. See you hopefully on KubeCon, and next episode will be after KubeCon, so probably this will be about the KubeCon itself. So have fun and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of DevOps in Agile Way podcast with your host, Paveyu Pivosh. Subscribe, comment, and do not forget to check our next episodes. Stay tuned. Stay safe. Stay curious.